Ladies and gentlemen, the season is over for the Kentucky Wildcats as they drop a stunner, drop a heartbreaker, whatever you want to call it, to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We're going to discuss that on a quick little post-game breakdown here on the Wildcats Today podcast. It's just me today. Carson Nash is, I'm sure, I haven't talked to him, not having a great night. And B, he's got to drive home. So it's going to be just me for a little quick recap here. But I mean, I want to talk a little big picture, but I mean, this game, Reeves is great. Antonio Reeves, 11 of 18, 5 of 9 from 3, 3 rebounds and assists, 27 points. When Kentucky needed a clutch basket, he was there. And, you know, Reed Sheppard had a bad game, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it was not, and you don't want to put a game strictly on somebody. Never the case. And it's not on Reed. But Reed did not play well in this game. And I think what's a little bit surprising about that is he was the last person I expected to struggle on the big stage. You know, I still believe Reed Sheppard, whether it's at Kentucky next year, whether it's in the pros, which I still, of course, lean toward him going to the pros, he's going to be a star. He's too good of a shooter. But I mean, at the end of the day, on the brightest stage, your star's got to show up. And I'm pretty sure that Reed was my, you know, MVP candidate. I thought he was going to be, hey, Mr. Kentucky, I'm going to go and I'm going to do something crazy in March and solidify myself as a top five pick in the NBA draft. And he did not play well. I mean, Dillingham, you know, doesn't have his best game. He's 2-9, 2-6 from 3, 10 points, gets 4 points at the free throw line. You know, Trey Mitchell was also great, you know, 13 rebounds, 14 points. He did turn the ball over and had fouls, but I mean, him and Reeves kept Kentucky in this game. You didn't really get much from your big guys. And Yinso gives you 4 points. He did get 6 boards and block 5 shots, which is great, but you know, 4 points there, 3 points from Big Z, 3 points from Bradshaw. And then, you know, Justin Edwards, he has 10 points, but goodness, I mean, he missed it. I think he missed 3 wide open shots that should have been 3 easy. Like, we're not talking like, oh, it was a tough mid-range jumper. We're talking drop the ball in the hoop, a dunk, and then 2 wide open layups. I mean, it's frustrating and it's painful to be a Kentucky fan right now. You know, I feel for everybody going through it. This is not fun. And in the sad reality here, to get to big picture stuff, I mean, well, it's, you know, Gaulke. I mean, some of those threes he was open, some of those threes you just tip your cap. And, you know, what frustrates me is Kentucky knew what he was going to do. I thought they could have doubled a little bit more. I think that, you know, when they doubled, he passed up on shots. And think about this, with a player like him, when he's unconscious shooting like that, you don't want him to even shoot double team shots. You want him to pass it to somebody else because the contested shots were going in. So I think that was frustrating. And I know that if you double somebody, you have to leave somebody open. But I mean, if he passes, you should be able to recover. He was really the only person on the team that was hot from 3. They had 5 threes from others. Cole was 3-3 from deep for them, but you know, for the most part, it was Gaulke making all the threes. So that was frustrating. Townsend did a lot more in this game than I expected to. You know, a tip of the cap to that young man, 17 and 12 in this game. I did not think he was going to get it going at his height. I didn't. So respect to him. He played a heck of a game. Gaulke, I mean, you know, and I said it in the show. Of course, Carson and I both thought Kentucky would win this game, but I said it, you know, hey, Gaulke has the making of a March Madness hero. D2 transfer. He's got the makings of it. The interesting stat line. And hey, you know, that's what he proved to be. And so, I mean, loss is frustrating. Loss is painful. Kentucky fans, you know, the basketball history in the Bluegrass State deserve better than what they got tonight. They deserve better than what they got in Nashville last weekend. Deserve better than what we've seen in the tournament over these last few years. And, you know, it's frustrating. I mean, I think there was a stat. My college class, you know, when did I graduate college? I graduated, whatever, besides the point, saw 0 tournament wins, I believe it was, because the year after we graduated was when maybe it was 1, whatever. Beside the point is, that's not what Kentucky basketball is supposed to be. It's just not. Fans have the right to be frustrated. Fans have the right to be calling for Coach Cal to be let go or, you know, relieved of his duties. I mean, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to let Coach Cal go. I think there's a lot of things that fans could and should be frustrated with Coach Cal about this season. You know, the defense, I've said it time and time again, there's no reason why the defense should not be fixed. There's no reason this defense shouldn't be in a better spot than it is. You know, it at some point, because it's been a problem for so long this season, it's not like, well, the defense struggled these last, you know, two games. It's been a problem the entire season, and no fixes came. And this team, I mean, I think that in against great opponents, they showed up. They were able to beat Tennessee in Knoxville. They're able to beat Auburn in Auburn. But in these games against these not great opponents, Kentucky just didn't seem to show up. So frustrating. Kentucky fans, I'm sorry. Fans that went to Pittsburgh, I'm sorry. You deserve better than that, than what Kentucky put on the display today. You know, frustrating. And it was like, I think everything that Carson and I said that Kentucky needed to do, they didn't do. And that's why you lose the game. I mean, it's just, it's frustrating. The offense didn't score like we thought it was going to score. 76 points. I really thought they would score between 90 and 110. I mean, I, you know, that I did think we were wrong there, but, folks, you have the right to be frustrated. Coach Cal, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't see it. I don't see Kentucky firing John Calipari. I could be wrong, but, it'll be interesting to see what occurs. What's going to happen? Is Coach Cal going to be let go? I don't see it happening, but it wouldn't be surprising based off the results. This is not what Kentucky basketball should be. It's not what it's been throughout history. Perhaps a change needs to be made. So will that happen? We'll find out in the coming days. You've got a talented class coming in, but that was the reason that Coach Cal was back again this year. You know, we had the same conversation. Well, a talented class coming in. He'll have a talented class coming in every single season. It's going to be, can he develop those players and take them somewhere deep in the tournament? So, I mean, it's frustrating. Kentucky fans, I'm sorry. I know this is tough. It's a tough evening. It's tough to – it's the best time of the year. It's March Madness, and the Cats are going home on Thursday, first day. Frustrating. You know, Carson and I will get back on the show here maybe Sunday, maybe Saturday, and we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out and talk about where do we go from here. If we get any news on Coach Calipari, we'll be here. And then, of course, you know, we'll be coming to you with who's leaving, who's staying, who's going pro, what's happening there. We'll be coming at you with podcasts for all that. So, ladies and gentlemen, the best you can. Enjoy your Friday. Thanks for tuning in to this little bonus post-game What Happened episode. Tough day. But as always, go Cats, and we will. See you next time.